This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. We'll continue on Yud Beis Amud Aleph 12a, the third session. It's the blue text. Yesterday we began talking about having your animals fertilize your field on Shabbos Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. So you can bring them into that area in the Midairin on those days. But says the Gemara, blue text again, Ba'u me'aleihem, right, but if they happened to come there on their own, so then mutter. Right, so then it's permissible. I mean, the animals, you don't have to stop the animals from coming. If they're, you know, moving around and grazing and, you know, taking care of business and fertilizing your field, right, so then that's mutter, but you can't help them in any way. Ba'en misayin otan. Right, you also can't help them. So here we switch over from the Jews doing it to non-Jewish shepherds. Right, so you can't help the non-Jewish shepherds, you know, kind of in that way. If they come by themselves, great. Right, but also in most lahem shomer lenar es sonam. You also can't like lend them a shomer, you know, to literally awaken their sheep so that the sheep will, you know, move around the field and, you know, help fertilize the entire field, that you can't do either. So literally, if they go in, wherever they go is great, but you can't help, you can't assist, you can't bring a shepherd, you can't do anything like that. Haya Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua. Right, but what if that non-Jewish shepherd was not paid by the day, but was paid by the week, or the month, or the year? Schir Shavua. Here, Shavua does not mean week, right? That's Schir Shabbos. It means a Shemitah cycle, a seven-year cycle. Then, Misayin Otan, you can, right, you can sort of help them. Umosun Lahem Shomer, and you can provide a guard or a shepherd, Lenaris, Tonam, to kind of, you know, move the sheep around. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, B'Shabbos, right? On Shabbos, B'Tova, right? So on Shabbos, you could provide it only if what you're getting in exchange is just goodwill. B'Yontif, B'Mizonos. On Yontif, you can get Mizonos food in exchange. And B'Moed, L'Chol HaMoed, you can actually take money. And Amar Rav Yosef, Hilchos HaKerebi, right? Rav Yosef says that indeed, the halacha is like Rebbe. And now we come to a new Mishnah. So before we talked about, right, what happens with an olive press. You're making olive oil, right? What happens if something happens? And beforehand, what do you do on Chol HaMoed? So now we're talking not about oil, but about wine. Nechei mi shahaya yeno b'soch habor. Right, so you have, your wine is already in the bores, the pit where all the juices from the grapes collect and they sort of become wine. Ve'ero avel o ones o shehit uhu. And then either he becomes an avel, right, and he can't work, or something prevents him from working, an ones beyond his control, o shehit uhu, the workers lied to him. They tricked him. Zolef v'gomer v'gafka darko. Right, you let it drip, you finish the process. You finish making the wine, you get it into the barrels, and the gaffin, you can seal the barrels just like you regularly do in a regular manner. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So says Rabbi Yossi. Behuda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, no, osel o limudim b'shvil shelo yachmitz, right? You can make these limudim, right, these covers for the pit so that it won't become vinegar, right? Chametz means to, right, to ferment. When wine ferments, it becomes chometz, which is vinegar. But you can't go and do all of the work of making the wine if you can simply cover it and prevent the vinegarization of that wine. And now the Gemara says utzricha, right? We need to have both the Mishnah that talks about oil and the Mishnah that talks about wine, right? Because what the Gemara is really addressing is, why don't we just take the case of oil and apply the same thing to wine? Right, but the Gemara says, no, we need both mishnayos, we need both cases of the oil and the wine. De'i ashma inan kamaisa. If you had taught us kamaisa is the first one, right? Shamina is you had, like, we listened, but we if you had only heard the first one, behahi ka'amar Rabbi Yossi. Only in the case of oil does Rabbi Yossi say you can continue to the oil process as it generally goes, mishum de mishcha nifish pseda. Right, by the oil, when it goes bad, there's a tremendous amount of loss. Aval chamra, but when it comes to chamra as wine, delo nefish pseida. Right, it's not so much loss. So emamodi le Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he admits to Rabbi Yehuda that all you're allowed to do is cover it up and slow the process. You don't lose so much money. Right, it doesn't get totally destroyed like the oil. Maybe he would admit. So we need a second missioner to teach us that no, Rabbi Yossi says you can keep going in a regular manner, even by the case of wine. V'iyashma inan basraisa. Let's say we only had the case of wine, right? But we didn't have the case of the oil. So then we would say, Behahikam Rabbi Yehuda. In that case, because it's not such a great loss, Rabbi Yehuda says all you're allowed to do is cover it. Avabahach, but maybe in the case of the oil, where the loss is great, emamodile the Rabbi Yossi, maybe he would agree to Rabbi Yossi that you can go and make the oil in a regular manner. And therefore, tzricha, therefore we need both mishnayos, because we need to know that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda indeed argue in both cases. And that concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.